And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis Fithian, Matt Misler doing the ones and twos at the Taj Mahal. We're going to go right to the phones. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Jake in Ann Arbor. What's up, Jake?
I am pumped up. First of all, I want to give a big congrats out to the women's basketball team for having that ranking ever, the first best ever. And I just want to say it's always a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine. A big game tonight. I want to hear you, Wolverine Nation. When I say go, you say blue. Go!
Blue!
Go!
Blue!
Go!
Blue!
It's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. It's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. I'll hang up and listen. Go blue, winner, lose. I'll hang up and listen. Go blue.
If that don't get you fired up for tonight, I don't know what will.
He was pumped up for the game tonight. Let him get into the arena.
I'd say he's fired up. I love Jake. 734-998-1050. Let's go to Hadley.
You can't beat Jake when he gets on the phone, man, and gets you all riled up and gets you ready to go. Let's go blue, baby. Let's go blue. Jake, we love you all.
Hadley, good job. What's going on, Hadley? How was your weekend? How did you finish with your picks, brother?
Let's see. I picked the Packers. I went with Brady. I think I lost one.
Did you pick the Ravens what did you pick? Did you pick the Ravens or did you pick the Chiefs? Because that would have been those are the other ones that you had that would have been losses.
I did go with the Ravens on that one because I lost that one. I think I went 3-1 or 2-2, one of those. Anyway, you guys, I don't know if you saw this, and I don't know how important it really was, but did you hear Xavier Worthy? He's not going to enroll early.
Yeah, that's what I saw that.
You see his Twitter?
Yeah, I did. Said.
Yeah.
Does that give you alarm?
A little bit, because it was the way he worded it in his Twitter account. He says, I'll see you all on the field. Well, when? Hopefully for the spring, I guess.
Yeah, you might be here for spring practice. I think a lot of people when you hear that a lot of players come in for early enrolling, you know, it's or when some don't that they kind of hesitate with it. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe his letter of intent was already in with Michigan already. But you know, in all honesty, you know, there's a hell of a great recruiting class already here in Michigan. If for some reason, you know, Flashworthy decides to change his mind and decide to go elsewhere, then, you know, best of luck to the young man. But, I'm not concerned myself with it. I'm going to let the young man enjoy the rest of his high school career, whatever he's got left, enjoy these last few months of being a high school student before he becomes a college student athlete. And then we'll be cheering him on Saturdays in the fall, whether more likely in person, hopefully, knock on wood, and be all good to go.
Well, to me, it comes down to, you know, the admissions policy there, and there's a lot of people that are involved in Michigan football recruiting that think that Michigan needs to reexamine their admissions policy. You know, we talk about it so much, you know, who they're letting in, how things transfer, what they're looking at, but they seem to, Michigan does, it seems that they have a stronger policy than some other schools. And you may say that's great, you may say it's terrible, you may say it needs some examination. So it really just depends on I guess your own personal preference there. You know, to Miz's point, like, you know, these guys that can go to any school in the country, it's great for them. But, you know, that he committed to Michigan and might not step foot on the field, you know, that's disappointing. Like, once they commit and once they sign and they're part of the class, you'd like to see them actually go out there and give it a go. So It would be disappointing. Now, Jamie, I saw you like a tweet with Harbaugh earlier. He was standing next to all those early enrollees. Did you notice that Worthy was one of them or not? I mean, I couldn't tell.
No, he wasn't there. No, Worthy was there, I think. No,
I couldn't tell myself. It didn't look like it.
I know Donovan. I knew Donovan Edwards was there. I did see him there with his parents. There's also a picture with all the parents and Jim Harbaugh too, with the kids in front and the parents in the back. So there's that picture too.
Do you think they should examine their admissions policy and make it consistent with other top 25 schools, or you think they should keep it where it's at?
I think they keep it where it's at. I mean, look, it's Michigan, for Christ's sakes. And that's just, you know, it's got that cachet to it, and everybody knows about it. And kids, look, the kids like it. The kids like it when they say, I'm at Michigan, man, and they all locked. I thought it adds something to it. Xavier Worthy will be fine. It's his decision if he wants to come in later. I think it's a great decision on his part. Get things together, and then come on in when you got an opportunity. There's other semesters that you can come in. I mean, there's the spring semester that he can come in, and he missed spring ball, but he can get summer workout with the strength and conditioning coach, Ben Herbert. So he can get ready. There's an opportunity to come in early. That's what I did. I came in the spring, took classes, and prepped myself for college. You know what I'm saying? For college. And I knew where I was going on campus without all the kids. And then when school actually began, I knew where I was the big dog on campus, because I knew where everything was. I didn't get lost like a freshman.
What else, Hadley?
All right, well, yeah. Thanks for getting back to me.
Hadley, you got any McDonald's bags?
Basketball. Sorry?
You got any McDonald's bags?
No, I haven't had any McDonald's lately, anytime you guys want to drop a bag with money in it.
Yeah, you're closer to Tennessee than us. See if you can go down there and see if you can go stop by the McBagmans. I mean, McDonald's.
I'll see what I can do.
Sweet.
I was going to point out the basketball team's got to start a new winning streak tonight. I think they can do that. Definitely, they've got to cut back on those turnovers. They had 19 turnovers in that game. You're not going to win a basketball game with 19 turnovers.
Oh, no, they had 20, Hadley. They had 20 turnovers. They heard that you said 19. They went, no. We're going to give them another one. They had 20.
Well, all right. Well, they all got to step up and quit turning the damn ball over, for God's sakes. They were just losing the ball all over the place.
I think Minnesota sped them up a little bit. You know, they started doubling Dickinson, and instead of being able to make the sharp pass, you know, they had active hands, and it sped them up, and, you know, they pressed a little bit and just, coughing it up. You know, I credit Minnesota there. That was something. You know, Maryland did a pretty good job in the first half the first time around, in addition to, like, shooting with an incredible clip from downtown. They also did a pretty good job of doubling and keeping the ball away from Dickinson. So it's a really good test. How you bounce back? We knew that was going to come at some point Saturday. Let's see what they learned from it, if they're ready to be the team that they were, or if this is going to, you know, turn into something or not.
Yeah, and Wagner wasn't on his team either. He's way below his team average, so he's got to step it up for sure. But now I'll just pass on real quick about Charbonnet. It was disappointing to see him decide to transfer and stuff, but I don't know if you guys looked at the football roster lately when you got on there, but you can get on there, you know, and you can sort the players out by position and stuff like that. Now, maybe some of these players play other positions, but do you know how many positions Michigan has listed as a running back, how many guys they have listed as a running back?
Five.
I think they have seven guys, don't they?
No. According, if you list it by running back, they have 12 guys listed as a running back.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're talking about walk-ons and things like that.
Well, this is the latest roster, you know.
We know that they signed to get Donovan Edwards and another running back in the incoming class.
Yeah,
Charbonnet's out. Corum was a freshman last year, and then Haskins. So,
right, but they list 12 of them as on running back position, and a lot of these guys didn't even play. I'm sure. So, you know, I can't see Charbonnet, you know, saying, "Wow, there's 12 guys on this team." That running backs, I'm never going to play. You know, it can't be that. I don't know what happened. I suppose we'll never find out. But you're right.
That's the thing, Hadley. That all of that you said is not true. Like, we do know. Like, he ran for 70 yards against Minnesota and was only able to get 3 carries after that. Michigan, whether it was the running backs coach, offensive coordinator, or head coach, allowed a four-headed monster to develop, and they stayed with it. Even when they were losing, no running back in his right mind would look at that and want to stay with a four-headed monster. It was a complete coaching gaffe, and you know what? It was the most predictable thing in the world that Michigan was going to have attrition at the running back. The big shock about the whole position group is that Donovan Edwards still was committing to come in here, despite. You know, Harbaugh's misstep. So, like, I know he's smart and he knows, like, everything, and he's the, you know, the football lifer and everything else. But how he allowed that to go on is something that, you know, he'll need to explain a little bit when, you know, he opens it up to the media.
Yeah, but, you know, Charbonnet, he had what? In the 2 years he's been here or whatever, he had over 700 yards rushing and, like, I believe 12 touchdowns, something like that. So he was right up there with all the others. So, I don't think, just because he didn't play more in the Minnesota game is a reason why he's leaving.
The Michigan State game, the Indiana game, the Wisconsin game, the Rutgers game, and the Penn State game, all of them together.
He was quote-unquote the starter for the season from what Jay Harbaugh said. And – as the starter, he did start the first game, but after that, I mean, it was spin the bottle and see who it stops on. Sorry. That's what happened. Hadley, we talk to you tomorrow. I got to go to Dave. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
What's up, Jeremy? How you guys doing this fine and glorious Tuesday evening?
Getting ready for that big basketball game.
I hear you. Same here. So I got a couple of things that I want to just go over real quick, and I'll get off the phone here because I know you guys are about to wrap up here. First things first, that caller that called in about the Ball Brothers being the next and best greatest thing since sliced bread to basketball, he's smoking crack, all right? The dude's dad is a problem, all right? I mean, honestly.
That's one of Dennis's closest friends. I take resentment on that remark.
Okay, well, tell Dennis to call me. We can talk about it. but seriously though, I mean, it's not the players. It's the father. The father's a cancer. That was the main reason why Lonzo left the Lakers. It wasn't because of his skill set. It was because his dad kept jumping in and getting in his business. So as long as their dad is involved in everything, any of them are not going to reach their full potential. My second statement is the NCAA, the Michigan coaching staff, Jamie, I know that you have an ear to this. You know a lot more than what we're talking about here. So please divulge what you can. But what did you honestly think about the new defensive head coach and also, too, the co-defensive coach? And number three, I'll have to disagree with you on this one, Jamie. I do believe Michigan should reevaluate their admittance criteria because if you look around the college landscape, one of the bigger issues that we have is that we're not getting the top-level talent. I mean, look at the Alabamas. I hate to say this, but look at the Ohio States. Look at those guys that aren't doing things the right way. Now, I'm not saying we got to go down that path, but it would make things a lot easier for us if we kind of lessened up on those criteria. So what do you think?
I think that you're going to get a lot of backlash on that one particular part because that's what the students and graduates of Michigan, that's what they live for. They love to hear that their academics are tough and strenuous and different things like that. And when a student athlete, they have it their own academic center where they have tutors and different things. Look, if a kid doesn't graduate from the University of Michigan as an athlete, that's their fault. They get all the help that they need. They get handheld from class to class to class to what classes to take, Eric. Dave. So you might as well.
I hear you, Jamie. Look, I hear you, and I totally agree with that. But it's not about why you're in the school. It's about getting in the school. Getting in the school. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be like if you need to have like a 3.5 GPA, because most schools nowadays that are competitive in football. Let's just make that clear.
Be careful with that. You got to be careful with it.
I know. I'm not
you
saying
just got to be careful with it. We're not. The problem is that the way they view themselves, and maybe it's an arrogant view, but it's a way that the regents, the people on top view themselves, and they're not just going to open the floodgates per se. Just saying.
I hear you. I'm not disagreeing with that, but my point is this. Having a 3.5 GPA to get into the school is great, and I'm not knocking that at all. However, there are still really good athletes that have a GPA of a 3.3 or a 3.4 that would love to have a chance to play for Michigan, but would never get that chance because they can't get it. They can't get into the school. That's all.
Yeah, and there's some other things too, Dave. It's like, are they accepting credits from other schools when you're talking about that portal? Are they able to turn it around and transfer and look at it and give them the green light if somebody does want to hit the portal? Or is that process being dragged out a little bit, or then they might lose some of those players? I just think having some transparency there is Michigan like Northwestern when they're coming into some of these admission policies, and we should be looking at it like, hey, you know what? Michigan, they have the stringent policy. That's making it difficult. Is this like Stanford or something? Or should they examine that and say, hey, look, this gives us more of a fairer playing ground when it comes to being able to get some of these top recruits, and let's just know where it's at. And if they want to go that route, and keep it where it's at, that's up to them. But let's just know where that's at so, we can evaluate it, as fans and onlookers.
I agree, Eric. Dave, please, thanks for the phone call, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Call back. I got more info for you. I'll do it offline. Hey, that's going to do it for the show today. And, if you didn't like it, come on back and listen to tomorrow. Because hopefully, I'm not going to say this.
I'll say it. We're the premier show, damn it.
You've been listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. Ah! Ticket.